Today on Gardening in a Minute, bromeliads as ground covers. Bromeliads are plants that are underutilized in the landscape. They make wonderful ground covers, especially in those shady areas where grass won't do well. Bromeliads have many appealing qualities. Most bromeliads are drought-tolerant and otherwise low-maintenance. Some will only grow to a couple inches in height, whereas others can be several feet tall. You can also choose from numerous colors of foliage and blooms. Group bromeliads in masses to create an appealing tropical carpet. They will slowly spread on their own or can be divided to share with fellow gardeners. Or, instead of planting them directly in the ground, plant bromeliads in pots that are then placed in the ground so that you can bring them in to enjoy the blooms or protect them from frost. For more information about bromeliads and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Brussels sprouts. The Brussels sprout is a cabbage that gets its name from the region in Belgium where they have grown for hundreds of years, although scientists believe they were first cultivated in ancient Rome. Brussels sprouts are planted in Florida in the beginning of fall and thrive in cool weather. Start yours from seed or transplants and care for them like any other cabbage. The plant is tall with many bite-sized sprouts that can be picked and eaten once they are firm. The sprouts at the bottom of the plant will ripen first, about 3 months after planting. Two varieties suggested for Florida gardens are Jade Cross and Long Island Improved. Brussels sprouts are rich in vitamin A, vitamin C, and fiber, so add a plant to your edible garden this season. For more information about Brussels sprouts and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Integrated Pest Management. Integrated Pest Management, or IPM, is a comprehensive approach to managing plant pests. IPM uses many different methods to cause the least harm to people, property, and the environment. Before the shift to IPM, pesticides were applied on a regular basis to crops, whether or not a pest problem existed. IPM's emphasis is on management, not eradication of pests. Pesticides are used, but only as a last resort. Prevention is the key to IPM. It's important to select the right plant for the right place, to choose pest-resistant varieties, and to maintain healthy plants. Plants should also be checked often for pests. If pests are found, you can start planning your Florida-friendly control strategy, which can be as simple as hand-picking. For more information about IPM, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, heavy rain and plant damage. Florida is known for its sudden downpours, especially in the summertime. Heavy rain brings needed moisture, but can also cause problems in the landscape. Remove any debris left in the landscape after a deluge. Fallen limbs and even rain itself can damage tender plants. Injured or dead plant parts should be pruned after a storm to allow the plant to recover. If the soil is really saturated after a heavy rain and you're worried about root rot, help the soil dry out by removing mulch around plantings for a few weeks. Wait to fertilize until next season. Fertilizer will not help your plants recover any faster, and the next heavy rain will wash it right off into the nearest body of water. For more information about rain damage and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, trimming hedges. To properly prune hedges, use hand shears, creating a more natural shape. This technique is initially slower than using hedge trimmers, but is better for plant health and will save time in the long run. Avoid cutting hedges into boxy or round shapes, which can cause bottom branches to be shaded out, leading to leaf drop and leggy plants. Instead, prune plants so that they are wider at the base than at the top. This will allow all of the branches to get light and will encourage fuller growth. Above all, when you're installing a hedge, select a plant that is the appropriate size for the site so that frequent pruning is not needed. Remember that the purpose of pruning a hedge is to gently guide growth, not constantly curtail it. For more information about trimming hedges and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.